Just a quick reminder that Monday is Memorial Day, so we will not be publishing WTF that day. We will be back to our regularly scheduled programming on Tuesday. All right, here we go. Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Friday, May 22nd, 2020. Welcome to day 1219.
Today I'm identifying houses of worship, churches, synagogues, and mosques as essential places that provide essential services. Some governors have deemed liquor stores and abortion clinics as essential, but have left out churches and other houses of worship. It's not right. So I'm correcting this injustice and calling houses of worship essential. I call upon governors to allow our churches and places of worship to open right now. If there's any question, they're going to have to call me, but they're not going to be successful in that call. These are places that hold our society together and keep our people united. The people are demanding to go to church and synagogue, go to their mosque. Many millions of Americans embrace worship as an essential part of life. The ministers, pastors, rabbis, imams, and other faith leaders will make sure that their congregations are safe as they gather and pray. I know them well. They love their congregations. They love their people. They don't want anything bad to happen to them or to anybody else.
Trump demanded that governors reopen houses of worship right now and threatened to override them if restrictions aren't lifted by this weekend.
The governors need to do the right thing and allow these very important essential places of faith to open right now for this weekend. If they don't do it, I will override the governors. In America, we need more prayer, not less. Thank you very much.
Trump, however, does not have the authority to override state orders that closed churches or limited the size of their services. Hours later, the CDC released interim guidance for reopening places of worship after Trump deemed all places of worship essential. Meanwhile, Dr. Anthony Fauci warned that extended lockdowns could cause irreparable damage and have unintended health consequences. Fauci said he supported states taking cautious steps to restore normality and to lift stay-at-home orders, adding that, quote, now is the time to begin seriously looking at reopening the economy, reopening the country, to try and get back to some degree of normal, end quote. Fauci did, however, caution states against reducing social distancing measures too quickly, adding that they must take, quote, very significant precautions, end quote. The CDC also released additional guidance estimating that roughly a third of coronavirus infections are asymptomatic, and around 40% of coronavirus transmission occurs before people feel sick. CDC officials cautioned that those numbers are subject to change as they continue to learn more about the virus, and that the current numbers are only meant for planning and preparation purposes. The CDC also said that its best estimate is that 0.4% of people who show symptoms and have the virus will die. Meanwhile, a study of 96,000 hospitalized coronavirus patients across six continents found those who received hydroxychloroquine had a significantly higher death rate than those who did not receive the drug. Trump has repeatedly promoted the drug as a game changer and recently claimed that he's been taking it for the last few weeks. The new study also found that patients who were given hydroxychloroquine were more likely to develop a type of irregular heart rhythm, or arrhythmia, which can lead to sudden cardiac death. The study represents the largest analysis of the risks and benefits of treating coronavirus patients with antimalarial drugs to date. Quote, it's one thing not to have benefit, but this shows distinct harm, said a cardiologist at the Scripps Research Translational Institute. The director of preventative cardiology at Stanford University said the study's findings offer absolutely no reason for optimism that these drugs might be useful in treating COVID-19. Moving on, Trump accused the Michigan Attorney General of, quote, taking out her anger and stupidity, end quote, after she called him a petulant child who refuses to follow the rules. Michigan's Attorney General implored Trump earlier this week to wear a face mask on his visit to a Ford plant, citing a legal responsibility under state law, as well as a social and moral responsibility. Trump refused, saying, quote, I didn't want to give the press the pleasure of seeing it, end quote. And finally, NBC News is reporting that Trump still has not completed his annual 2020 physical, even though he claimed 6 months ago that he had already started the process. The White House declined to explain the discrepancy. In November, Trump made an unscheduled visit to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center, and the White House claimed it was to, quote, begin portions of his routine annual physical exam, end quote, which consists of a, quote, quick exam and labs, end quote. And in the polls, the Kaiser Family Foundation says 27% of Americans believe their state is moving too quickly to reopen, while 21% say their state is moving too slowly, and 51% say the state is moving at about the right speed. ABC News says 39% of Americans approve of Trump's handling of the coronavirus pandemic, while 60% disapprove. Fox News says 44% of Americans overall approve of the job Trump is doing as president, while 54% disapprove. Last month, Trump's approval rating was at 49%. And finally, Quinnipiac says 56% of Americans say Trump does not care about average Americans, while 42% say he does care. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.
And I tested very positively in another sense. So negative. This morning, yeah, I tested positively toward negative, right? So no, I tested perfectly this morning. Meaning I tested negative.